All right. This is KTO's Juneau Afternoon, and our first guest is from UAS to tell us about virtual activities out on the virtual campus. Evan Gordon, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So let's see, you're technically the Student Activities Admin Assistant. What does that mean? What do you do?
That's correct. So I work with the Student Activities Coordinator, whose name is Juliette Aldridge. I think she's been on the show a few times. And we work with a group of student employees to plan and host campus-wide events for our community. I also work with the student government as an admin and the student newspaper, The Whale Song. So it's a whole range of activities from purchasing to planning to implementing events, managing supplies, and just engaging with the students on a lot of different levels.
All right. I suspect that's become maybe a little bit more challenging. The campus is probably really quiet physically. What's it look like virtually these days?
Yes. As far as I know, almost everything has gone virtual. We've certainly been operating from home for a few weeks now. But the activities department is very active right now. We've been working really busy trying to continue to provide events that give students the opportunity to meet new people and make connections and learn something new and, of course, have fun. So we have right now weekly calendars of events. There's stuff going on every single day. Just in the last few weeks since the COVID-19 outbreak, we have a lot of student engagement. We have students live streaming from, you know, their houses, showing us the art on their walls, what they've been cooking, funny stuff their pets are doing. We've hosted trivia nights. We've had a Jackbox party playing games online. We've done various food literacy trainings. We had a scavenger hunt. We had this counting contest where we had students and whoever was counting count the grains of rice in a bag of rice. And then we sent the winner like a bag of rice. You know, we got some watch parties. And we also gave our students a chance to vote online on what acts we'd like to bring next year. So just planning ahead, staying connected. And generally, there are prizes for most of these events, so there's some incentives there as well to stay engaged. So we've had a lot of stuff going on so far, and everything is posted on our social media. Anyone who'd like to participate is absolutely welcome and encouraged to join in. You can find all of our links on our Instagram, which is at UAS Activities, and on our Facebook, which is facebook.com/UASSAB. And just generally, most of our activities involve Zoom, which is an online video conferencing platform. It's free to download. You can just download it, and then all the links are posted there, as well as our weekly event calendars on our social media. So
all
there's
right.
A lot of stuff going on. Yeah,
we'll revisit those links here in just a second. It's Thursday
Wonderful. In
the afternoon.
Yes.
What can we look forward to next?
Right. So today, in 50 minutes at 4 p.m., we have Disney trivia for you to test your Disney knowledge, and there will be prizes. And tomorrow evening, Friday at 7 p.m., we have a special treat, what he's been called the UK's finest freestyle rapper. So a man named Chris Turner is going to do a live comedy rap show for us, and that will be free and open to the public as well. The links will be posted on our social media. And we'd love it if a lot of people could tune in tomorrow night at 7 p.m. and enjoy this comedy rap show. One of our students said this at our last meeting, that having these events at 7 p.m. on a Friday keeps up the feeling that there's some kind of nightlife at the university, which is, it's just so important to stay connected and remember that we can still have fun even though we're far apart from one another. So
got it.
We're looking forward to that tomorrow night.
All right, so mm-hmm. 4 o'clock today, if we want to do Disney trivia, which one
yep.
of those social media platforms would be the best place to start?
Either Facebook or Instagram will have the link, but the link will be to a Zoom meeting room. So what you'll need to do, if you don't have Zoom already, is download the app on your computer or on your phone, and then if you log in either to our Facebook or Instagram, it'll be posted in the bio on Instagram or just right on the page there on Facebook, and you should be able to just click on the link and join our Zoom meeting, and then we'll get the trivia started right at 4.
Yeah, I think I have Zoom on all my devices now. It seems to be free. you know, I went to the Apple Store, got it on my phone. I have it on my desktop. It seems like it just takes moments to download, and then it's pretty easy to just click on a link and you're part of a meeting. So pretty easy, right?
Right. It's been amazing to have that resource. It's essential, really, for what we're doing right now.
Okay. So, and same thing tomorrow night with the wrapper, 7 p.m. on Friday night. Best way, go to one of your social medias, and that will click to Zoom. Is that
correct?
Right?
I believe the Chris Turner Show will be a YouTube link, like a private live stream link on YouTube. So you will see that link posted. I think it's posted right now even on both the Instagram and the Facebook. As long as you have that link, you can log right in.
All right. Remind us your handle at Instagram again.
So our Insta handle is at UAS Activities.
Okay. At
and
UAS
on Facebook,
Activities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sorry. And at Facebook, it's facebook.com/UASSAB.
All right. SAB.
Mm-hmm.
Student
Activities Board. Yep.
Got it. UASSAB. Facebook.com/UASSAB. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Evan Gordon, looks like fun today at 4 with Disney Trivia. Chris Turner tomorrow night at 7. Anything going on next week that we should look forward to?
Yeah, we have tons of stuff coming. If you have a cute pet and they do funny things, send us pictures of them, and we will put it on our social media and post and highlight your pet and maybe send you prizes if your picture gets the most likes. We also have, I think Monday evening, we're going to be doing kind of like a meal party. So we'll post the recipe over the weekend. And if you feel like going out and shopping for the ingredients, we can all cook together on Monday night. We'll make dinner together. On Tuesday, we have science trivia next week. And we also have a virtual stitch circle next Saturday at noon. It's called Stitching Saturday. So if you've been doing your crocheting, your cross stitching, please join us for a virtual stitching circle next Saturday.
And when we started the
interview, plenty of stuff going on.
Yeah, you sort of invited everyone, not just students, right?
Absolutely. It's open to, well, we've actually been reaching out to Ketchikan and Sitka students as well. But it's really, all of these events are open to anyone who cares to join and be part of our community. It's one of the benefits of going on an online platform is that we can reach so many more people so instantaneously. So yes, everyone is welcome.
All right, Evan Gordon checking in from UAS. I know we're going to check in again with you and some of your colleagues next week, start talking about commencement and what that's going to look like, but we'll save that conversation till then. In the meantime, you can find UAS Activities at UAS Activities on Instagram. And on Facebook, it's facebook.com/UASSAB. Evan Gordon, thanks for coming on the show. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I think that's all. That's all for me. Thank you so much, Scott.
Thanks, Evan. Have a good one.
Okay. You too. Take care.